town of Oklahoma has been pretty good to you.
A lot of nice memories. A lot of friends.
Carson Attractions was the business for tickets, wasn't it? And all those years?
Very fortunate to survive it all.
The family was lucky that you had a mind for business.
Yeah, you know, I think that I acquired that being thrown into it so rapidly. It's such a different, strange business. And we used to have people from around the United States that were opening box offices in various arenas and stuff come in, and we'd give them one day tutelage on how things work. But it's a very, very different type business, the way that it works, as far as the money involved and how things are put together to present an attraction. It's very different. It's not a run-of-the-mill retail type business.
Did you sense that acts coming to town would try to cheat you?
No, but there are box offices around the country or promoters that would take advantage of the ignorance of acts. In that particular case, the individual had heard or read about this, so they wanted to know the ways that a box office could, if they were so inclined, cheat someone out of money. So that's what we were really doing with the mother of either the Jackson 5 or the Osmonds that came in, to show them the particulars of what you need to watch out for.
Because it would be easy to cheat?
Well, not necessarily easy, but it certainly went on. You would read in the newspaper about different cities having trouble.
The Tulsa World do any stories?
We have a scrapbook from years. In fact, in the CD, you'll see there's a photo, a lot of articles that were written over the years. There was one, my mother and I were in the front page of the paper, where they did a ticket montage behind us. We had a giant picture, and another big picture was a colored picture that the newspaper ran when the capacity of the Tulsa Assembly Center, or Convention Center, was 8,992 seats. I remember that because we did so many shows there, 8,992. But in order to break a record, we put extra seats in for the Andy Williams Mancini show that KRMG presented and helped promote, and we got up to 9,005. So we set the convention center or assembly center record with, and there was a great photo that Toppy Hopkins here in Tulsa took way up in the corner of the assembly center, filled to the brim with people. Great photo.
Well, you're a young man sitting here today and looking back at an iconic business in our town, so it must make you feel good to have been part of that.
It was good to pull it all out and revisit it.
Yeah, very good.
You know, when you start thinking about different things that have gone on, when you pull them out, it's like, by golly, you really did do this. But it just never...
You couldn't enjoy it at the time.
No, because you were working. It was work. You had to put reports together and bills and advertising affidavits and, you know, cut spots. It was just different. It's like anybody else. Oh, it must be neat to be a banker. No, it's really work, or whatever.
Well, it was a job as well.
That's right. It was a job. Right. I was fortunate in that I grew up in it. It was easy to learn, but I can remember going down and typing payroll checks. There was before payroll services, and getting the book out and figuring the tax for each of the ticket sellers and doing this in hand and typing checks up and pulling them out of the machine. And people would come down like Danny and Phil Sherman, and it was so funny. I wouldn't go to lunch. And in those days, rather than jeans and a shirt, I wore a coat and tie when I first started in the business. But I would sit there, actually, and carry on conversations with these guys, friendly, not business-related, while I was typing away. And they used to say, Carson, you got to stop now. We need to talk about this. It was just like there was so much to do. And I did it kind of myself. My mother taught me all of this. You know, here's what your dad used to do, and here's how I used to every day put the deposits in this book, and I would hand put them into the book and keep track of what we had.
So it was nothing for you to do 10-hour days?
Oh, no. Oh, in fact, I think that probably had a lot to do with disrupting my first marriage. I'd come home and everybody was asleep. I'd get up and go in early. And then later on, people used to kid me because I wasn't at work. Where are you? Well, I was at work years ago. But I had great people that could handle some of these details. Yeah, it was great.
I'm so glad that I did this because I didn't know all this about you and your background and all.
I wish I knew more outside of some of the things that were in our scrapbook.
It was a story in the paper this morning about when ORU played Kansas for the Final Four in 74.
We would have had him. Yeah.
Would you have sold the tickets to that?
Mm-hmm. Sure would have.
Ted Owens and Ken Trickey are in the paper this morning about that game.
Yeah. Trickey was great. We got along great with him. And then later he got involved with the Fast Breakers and coaching them, and it was great because he had his son and Ken were involved in that. We ended up working with them after a 10-year absence.
We talked earlier about charisma. I mean, you have charisma yourself. You do.
You feel?
Well, your personality went along with this thing. A business mind, and then you were easy to get along with and liked people. You had to have both going for you in order to make this happen. It came naturally to you. You can't even separate that now, and you think, well, that was natural for me. But not everybody could do that.
Well, maybe so.
You've got to give yourself credit.
Everything just kind of flowed, you know?
Yeah.
One day to the next, one year to the next, still flowing.
Your mother must have been proud of you, though, the fact that you were able to step in and carry that business on.
Well, I hope so. It would have been difficult, even though she worked with my dad. He'd handle the promotion, she'd handle the ticket sales. In those days, before the convention center was built, they had stores in Vandiver's department store. Mm-hmm. She had an area in Vandiver's where they would sit there with the hard tickets and sell tickets to attractions. And then the convention center, assembly center was built, and they had the invitation to go in there. One of the stipulations my dad said, we'd like to be able to sell events, tickets for elsewhere, and they said, we don't care.
Vandiver's was a location for them.
Vandiver's was a location for my parents.
Yes.
Early on. And
was that the only one?
Very deep. Well, actually, they had another place called Tulsa Book and Record that they also sold tickets out of. That was right around the corner. Also, my grandmother sold tickets at Jenkins Music Store. That was their first outlet. Jenkins Music, a very big firm in Kansas City and Tulsa. Their address was 515 South Main, because I can still remember seeing that years ago on brochures. They sold in Jenkins. And then they moved to Vandiver's and Tulsa Book and Record. My parents were close with the Vandiver family, not the older Vandiver, but the children. So that was kind of a natural tie-in there. And then when we got involved with the Speedway, we opened up the first branch office ever at the fairgrounds. And for the first time ever, you didn't have to go down to the assembly center to buy tickets. You could buy them out. We called it Carson Attractions East. But it was still bad because you had to split tickets up. Mm-hmm. You want to sit in this section. You had to kind of always second-guess the public.
It was hard work, though, wasn't it?
Oh, my gosh. And it was late-night work.
Mother sitting at a table selling tickets.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's just plain hard work.
My grandmother and my mother used to talk about they used to buy these rubber stamps, and they would actually hand-stamp these tickets with Caruso, the date, and they would write in seat locations and how much it was. You'll see some tickets in here, the prices, and some of those things are like $1. And there was a lot of money those days for people to spend out of their pocket. Mm-hmm. In those days, they also added the tax on. Now, sales tax is always included. And for years, the Tulsa Philharmonic added their tax on. A $5 ticket would be $5.25 or $5.23 or whatever.